KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, some high school baseball and softball games played on Saturday around the region. Rain kind of wreaked havoc a little bit with some of that activity Saturday. But in baseball, it was Trainer over Atlantic 12-6. Also, it was Fremont Mills beating West Monona 9-1. Fremont Mills over West Harrison 8-5. And West Monona beating West Harrison 8-1 in the West Harrison tourney. Also around the region Saturday, Glenwood beat Pleasant Valley 4-1. Ames over Glenwood 10-3. Waukee beat Abe Lincoln 5-1. Des Moines Hoover topping Abraham Lincoln 5-1. It was Thomas Jefferson over Pleasant Valley 4-3 as well in tournament play. Also in softball action on Saturday at the Fort Dodge tourney, it was Atlantic over Sioux City East 2-0. Winterset beating Harlan 1-0. The rest of that tournament was wiped out by rain. AHST tournament Saturday saw AHST beat Essex South Page 7-1. Woodbine over Nishnabotna 14-11. Essex South Page beating Nishnabotna 17-3. Also, Guthrie Center beat West Harrison 10-9 in the Guthrie Center tourney. The rest of the tourney, though, was canceled by the weather. The Griswold and IKM Manning tournaments also were canceled on Saturday. Also at the Trainer Classic, it was Glenwood over Trainer 2-0. Abe Lincoln beating Glenwood 11-7. Abe Lincoln topping Charter Oak Ute 12-2, and Charter Oak Ute defeating Trainer 8-3. At the Shenandoah tournament, Shenandoah beating Stanton 8-0. They beat Missouri Valley 7-0. Shenandoah over East Mills 12-7. Missouri Valley beat East Mills 14-5. Stanton over Missouri Valley 7-5 on Saturday, with the rest of the action all rained out there. Also yesterday at the College World Series, Adam Plutko and two relievers limited LSU to just 5 hits as UCLA turned both of the Tigers' errors into runs in a tense 2-1 victory at the series last night. That sends the Bruins on to play North Carolina State tomorrow, while the number 4 national seed Tigers will meet North Carolina in an elimination game. LSU scored its only run on Mason Katz's 4th-inning homer. The Tigers had defensive breakdowns that allowed the Bruins to tie it in the 6th inning and take the lead in the 8th. Plutko allowed 4 hits in 7 innings to pick up the win, while David Berg worked out of some trouble in the 9th to earn his 22nd save. In the other game yesterday, North Carolina State's Carlos Rodon pitched 8 shutout innings, and the Wolfpack knocked ACC Pitcher of the Year Kent Emanuel out of the game early in an 8-1 victory in their College World Series opener. Rodon held the number 1 national seed Tar Heels hitless into the 5th inning as he allowed 5 hits and struck out 8. It was the sophomore left-hander's second straight dominating performance against the Tar Heels. 3 weeks ago, he allowed 1 hit and struck out 14 in 10 innings in a 2-1 18-inning loss in the Atlantic Coast Conference tournament. A couple more games on the slate today at the series. Louisville will face off against Oregon State at 2 o'clock, and tonight at 7 o'clock, Mississippi State will battle Indiana. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Ricky Nolasco allowed 1 run and 3 hits over 7 innings, helping the Miami Marlins take the rubber game of their 3-game series against the St. Louis Cardinals 7-2. National League Central leader St. Louis lost a series for the first time since April against Pittsburgh. The Marlins climbed above 300 with a 21-47 record, still baseball's worst. They scored 19 runs in the series against a team with the lowest ERA in the majors. Elsewhere in the National League, it was the Mets over the Cubs 4-3. Cincinnati beat Milwaukee 5-1. Pittsburgh over the Dodgers 6-3. San Diego topping Arizona 4-1. Colorado beat Philadelphia 5-2. And Atlanta 3-0 over San Francisco. In the American League, Wade Davis stopped his 5-game winless streak. Jeff Francoeur homered as the Kansas City Royals beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-3 on Sunday. Davis gave up 2 runs and 5 hits over 6 innings for his first win since he beat the LA Angels on May 15th. It was the right-hander's first game against the Rays, who traded him to the Royals in the offseason. After Francoeur hit a solo homer in the 5th inning, Alcides Escobar and Alex Gordon had RBI singles to put the Royals up 4-2 in the 6th. Gordon added a sacrifice fly in the 8th inning. Greg Holland, the 4th Kansas City reliever, earned his 14th save despite allowing a homer in the 9th inning. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Baltimore doubled up Boston 6-3. Houston beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Detroit over Minnesota 5-2. Toronto beat Texas 7-2. Yankees over the Angels 6-5. And Oakland beat Seattle 10-2. In interleague play, it was Cleveland over Washington 2-0. Also in Pacific Coast League baseball, Omaha beat Iowa 3-1 yesterday. Those two teams will tangle again this afternoon at Principal Park in Des Moines. In other baseball news, Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Alex Cobb has left the hospital one day after he was hit in the right ear by a line drive. The Rays announced during their game against Kansas City that Cobb had been released from Bayfront Medical Center in St. Petersburg. The team said he'll be placed on the 7-day concussion list. No timetable yet for when Cobb would rejoin the rotation. The Yankees' Mark Teixeira has no new tears in the tendon sheath around his inflamed right wrist, but he did get a cortisone shot. New York manager Joe Girardi says the first baseman will be reevaluated next week. The Yankees sent him back to New York for evaluation on his problematic wrist after it forced him out of Sunday's game with the Angels in Anaheim. Girardi says Teixeira will be out for a couple of days while the club waits for the inflammation to subside. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, for the first time in 43 years, the U.S. Open champion is an Englishman. Justin Rose claimed his first major championship by winning at Marion Golf Club, holding off Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Rose closed with an even par 70 for a one-over total that made him the first Englishman to win the event since Tony Jacklin in 1970. The tournament took a turn in Rose's favor on 15, where Mickelson and Hunter Mahan lost shots to fall out of a tie for first. Rose tapped in for par on 18 to maintain the lead and then waited until Mickelson missed a long birdie try on the final hole. Mickelson bogeyed 18 for a 4-over 74 that left him tied for second with Day at plus 3. Mickelson carried a one-stroke lead into the final round before posting his sixth U.S. Open runner-up finish. That extends his record. Rose's final round consisted of 5 birdies and 5 bogeys. He missed a 5-footer for par at number 3, but he sank long birdies on the 6th and 7th and then moved ahead of Mickelson with a 20-footer at number 13. Jason Duffner tied for the day's best round, carding a 67 to finish in a tie for 4th place with Ernie Els, Billy Horschel, and Hunter Mahan. Steve Stricker was in the hunt until his 76 left him 5 strokes back, and he was tied with Luke Donald. Tiger Woods completed a forgettable U.S. Open with a 4-over 74. He finished 13 over par. Sean Stefani provided the shot of the day, acing the 299-yard 17th hole. He's the first golfer to make a hole-in-one in the 5 U.S. Opens held at Marion. Well, the San Antonio Spurs had concerns about Tony Parker's hamstring injury and Manu Ginobili's shooting as they took the court for Game 5 of the NBA Finals last night. Those worries quickly evaporated as Parker and Ginobili helped the Spurs shoot 60% to beat the Miami Heat 114-104 and take a 3-2 lead in that series. Parker played over 35 minutes, shot 10-for-14 from the field, and delivered a team-high 26 points. Ginobili also had the hot hand while making a rare start, hitting 8 of his 14 shots and finishing with 24 points and 10 assists. The Spurs also received major contributions from Danny Green and Tim Duncan. Green broke Ray Allen's finals record for threes in a series with 25, shooting 6-for-10 from beyond the arc and providing 24 points and 6 rebounds. Duncan chipped in 17 points and 12 rebounds for the Spurs, who shot 60% while holding Miami to 43% from the floor. The Spurs pulled away several times but couldn't ice the victory until the waning seconds. The Heat missed 21 of their first 29 shots to fall behind by 17 points in the second quarter before carrying an 8-point deficit into halftime. Miami also fell behind by 18 with 8 minutes and 15 seconds left, only to get back within 109-101 with under 2 minutes to play. Ray Allen tried to keep the Heat close, going 4-for-4 from 3-point range and contributing 21 points. Dwayne Wade and LeBron James each had a team-high 25 points for Miami, but it took them a while to do it. They shot a combined 18 out of 44. Of the previous 27 times that the series has been tied at 2 all, the Game 5 winner went on to win 20 of those. The Spurs can wrap up their 5th championship Tuesday night in Miami. Game 7, if needed, would also be in Miami. And a racing Greg Biffle captures the Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. That's his second straight victory at the 2-mile oval. He finished nearly 3 seconds in front of Kevin Harvick with Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch, and Tony Stewart rounding out the top five. Points leader Jimmy Johnson was only about a second behind Biffle with 3 laps to go when a tire went flat. He ended up finishing in 28th place. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.